This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
Have you come for both the sports and the conference?
Mainly for the conference.
Yeah. Yeah. So that medal there is...
No, that's just for show.
It's for show. And so we've had best part of... We're nearly at the end of the first day.
Yes.
What have you made of it?
What I've enjoyed is the variety of speakers... And I've able to switch from one stream to the other, so it's given me the flexibility to get a great overview. And it was wonderful to get the speakers this morning. I'm very interested in the some of the Pacific Islands because my partner's from Samoa, so it's giving me a whole new outlook as well, and getting these closer to him as well, because we can share things in common now.
That is difficult, isn't it? It's very easy to stick in the West, isn't it, so to speak? Mm. The Northern Hemisphere and the West.
Yeah.
It's a slow business learning more.
When we discovered that one of the themes was strength in diversity, I've always been brought up that unity is unity is strength. But I can see now that there is probably greater strength in the diversity because you get a wider range of views. You're not just stuck to a narrow vision.
Yes. So some specific examples of the diversity you've learnt about.
Well, certainly the intersex and the transgender communities. Not had a great deal to deal with those before. And some of the Samoan girls were interesting to talk to. So, again, that has helped me to strengthen my ties at home as well with my partner.
Yes. Mm. Have you been to any of the legal sessions?
No, I'm going to one now, which is on the... sort of the wrapping up. I've studied the Yogi Jakarta principles before, so I left that aside. But I'm going to the next one now, which will at least talk about future actions and so on.
Yes, that's the future actions. It's something that the conference organisers were keen to promote.
Something for the future, yes. And of course, next week's decision as well, which is going forward, is another one I'm interested in too, in which I can report back into Brisbane when I get home as well. Because I'm involved with a gay-friendly church as well, and also a counselling service in Brisbane, so I'll be able to translate a lot of the information through my dealings there as well.
Is Brisbane society inclusive? Is it very white?
Well, it's quite a large Indigenous community with the Aboriginals. More so, I lived in Melbourne before, and that was more white, whereas Brisbane has got, as I see it, particularly where I live in the valley, it's quite a big Indigenous community. And sometimes they're a little bit, there needs to be greater education and awareness. They're very welfare-oriented and so on, so they need to... Which I found here, the Maras here are wonderful. They're far more approachable. You feel more trusted with them as well, because they seem to be more loving, caring.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm. And personally, what are you going to take away with you? Is it the stuff around your partner, perhaps?
Certainly, yes. And some of the information on the law reform that I'd like to take back with me. I'd be interested to hear what in some of the Pacific Islands, how they've approached it as well, because particularly in the colonial areas, I know certainly in parts of Asia, the British colonies there, so India and those parts there, they're still unfortunately living under colonial laws. They haven't sort of brought up to the British standard now, which is into a different area of law reform. When you hear of honour killings and that sort of thing, it really makes your blood boil to think that's happening still.
I got the sense from this afternoon's session that the Brits, perhaps on their own, managed to export a lot of the criminal codes that turn
that's
the world...
That's what it is. That's right. They're still relying on Queen Victoria laws. They haven't... Whereas Britain's come up to the 21st century in their law reform, but the colonial countries still have to do that.